In the fall of 2016, Illinois schools implemented a new discipline law ending most zero-tolerance policies. It made expulsions and out-of-school suspensions the punishment of last resort. There's a couple of ways I could tell this story. I could play sound bites from teachers who intuitively understood the need for this new law, or I could introduce you to someone with every reason to be skeptical. Meet Steve Saw. He now teaches PE, but for 4 years, beginning in 2008, he was Dean of Discipline at Sullivan High School on Chicago's North Side.
I was in that office from 7:30 to 3:30, 4 in the afternoon every day, and it was just nonstop. Kids being brought down to the office for all types of infractions, cussing teachers out, walking out of class. We had a lot of gang issues, lots and lots of fighting, which in the book, the Code of Conduct, any type of gang activity, we're looking at anywhere between a 1 to a 10 day suspension. Sometimes I would have parents in there. Some of them hated me because their son was being suspended. And sometimes they were in there yelling at the kid because they were being suspended. So I saw, you name it, I saw it in there. 1 year, we had a gang fight upstairs, and we had over 20 kids arrested. We couldn't stop this fight, and they sent the police up here. And it was right before Christmas break. So I spent a portion of that first week of Christmas break putting in 6, 7, 8 hours here, filling out paperwork. So it was, yeah, it was rough.
Did you feel like you're doing the right thing, or did you feel like you wish you had some different tools?
That's a tough question. Some days, as security, myself, we knew who the kids that were really causing a lot of problems here at the school were. And sometimes it was just easier to suspend them because it made the teachers' lives easier and they were able to actually teach. But sometimes there were kids who fell into the through the cracks, I guess, and they were suspended because of the offense. But for example, we had kids that brought box cutters to school who worked at night at Jewel or Walmart, whatever, you know, and they needed their box cutters for work, and they would leave them in their bags, and they would come through the metal detector, and it would show up that they had a box cutter. So that was a suspension.
In 2013, Sullivan got a new principal, Chad Adams. He had long hair, tattoos, and a discipline philosophy that was a precursor to this new law. He purged overage students, sending them to alternative schools, and set up something at Sullivan called a peace room.
I didn't know what to think of it. I didn't know what a peace circle was until I actually met in the peace room with a student. We had an incident a few years ago, and I took part in a peace circle. The student was able to tell me a few things that I really wasn't aware of. And I don't want to say it went away, but I looked at him differently because I knew he had baggage. And he became a little bit more respectful. We just talked about what happened and kind of got things off our chests. We shook hands. So I think it helped the situation I was with that student.
So if you look back to 2008... do you wish you had had a peace room, or would that have just been no use whatsoever?
Yeah, I do, because I believe that the amount of kids that were suspended or expelled, we would have been able to minimize it. You know, sometimes, like I said earlier, the suspension wasn't, it was applicable because you were following the book, but really it wasn't. There were times where I'm like, I got to suspend you. I don't want to, but I have to. You know, we would have cafeteria fights, food fights. A peace room would have been able to solve something like that. I see that it's helped because, I mean, our kids are completely different, like I said, from what they were 10 years ago.
In 2012, the last year that Steve Saw was Dean of Discipline, Sullivan High School recorded some 700 suspensions. Last year, with a slightly lower enrollment, the number of suspensions was 50. Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.